Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Beis. The entire Amud Aleph uses Pesukim in Koheles Perek Yud Beis to describe the body's deterioration in old age and to discuss topics relating to aging. V'shavu avim achar geshem zuma areinov shalodim shaholich achar abechi. When the Pesuk says that clouds come back after rain, it refers to a person's eyesight that's weakened from crying. Until the age of 40, the body replaces the tears lost from crying, and eye ointment can help the eyesight. After the age of 40, the body never recuperates, and ointment only stabilizes but will not improve the eyesight. When Rabbi Hanina's daughter died, he refused to cry, even after his wife criticized his lack of emotion, because it was bad enough that he lost his daughter. He didn't want to lose his eyesight also. The Gemara explains that some tears are harmful and some are good. Sheish demos hein, shalosh yafos, v'shalosh ra'os. Three types of tears caused by medicine, laughter, and rotten fruits are good, and three types of tears caused by crying, smoke, and stomach pains are bad. Through a series of stories, the Gemara identifies different parts of the body that break down with old age. Hair becomes white, the voice becomes weaker, teeth don't work as well, the legs, even with the help of a cane, don't work as well. Later on, the Gemara speaks about the breakdown of a person's ability to have relations with his wife, his ability to sleep through some noise, his ability to enjoy food, and his ability to hear. Things that seemed like minor obstacles and close distances when a person is young start to appear like major obstacles and great distances when he becomes older. Gemara gives dietary advice for older people. Chewing food well allows for an extra bounce in your step. Solid foods are good for people under 40, liquids good for people over 40. Parenthetically, the Gemara mentions an exchange of insults between a castrated min and Rabbi Shub ben Karcha, who was bald, where Rabbi Shub ben Karcha identified three positive things in life that the min didn't have. Hadras panim zakein, the face's glory is its beard. Simchas lev isha, a wife is the joy of the heart. Nachlas Hashem banim, children are the heritage bequeathed by Hashem. Old age can have different effects on different people. Barzilai Galadi said that after the age of 80, a person can't taste food well. But the Amsa de Berevi was able to taste food at the age of 92. Apparently only somebody who is shot of bezima, steeped in immorality like Barzilai, deteriorates physically in old age. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Omer, Talmid Chacham calls man shemaskinim chachman nitosefes behem. When Talmid Chacham got older, they got wiser, but Ami Aretz calls man shemaskinim tipshus nitosefes behem. When Ami Aretz get old, they become more foolish. Once we mention how a man's desire for women dissipates in old age, the Gemara comments on how irrational the desire is in the first place. Isha, chemas mole tzoa, upia mole dam, bakol rotzen achareha. A woman is a bottle full of fluid whose opening is full of blood, and men still chase after women. Second half of the daf discusses what happens after a person's death. Called tzaddik v'tzaddik noslan madu l'fi kvodo. Every tzaddik gets a place fitting his honor, similar to servants of a king who all arrive through the same gate of a city, but are each given different accommodations. Nafsho shaladam misabel lov kol shiva. A person's soul mourns him for 7 days after death. That's why we should gather a minion of people to sit in a place where a person died for the entire shiva if the deceased has no relatives. When Rabbi Yehuda did this, the deceased appeared to him in a dream and said, Tanuach daitcha sheinachtos daiti. Your mind should be at ease because you put my mind at ease. Omer Bivo, Kol Sha'om Rimfne Meis Yodea. Anything said in front of the dead body, either until the coffin is closed, or, in the other opinion, is until the flesh decomposes, the dead person knows about. Regarding a person's neshama, Tenelo Kamasha Nasnalach, Tanelo Kamasha Nasnalach, Hashem expects us to return our neshamos in a state of Tara the same way they were given to us. Just like a king who trusts people with royal clothing will reward those who return the clothing in good shape and punish those who ruin the clothing, Hashem rewards those who return neshamos in good shape and punishes those who don't. The Gemara discusses what happens to the neshamos of Rishayim, Tzadikim, and Beinanim. Neshmasu Shal Tzadikim, Gnuzos Tachas Kisei Akavol. The souls of the Tzadikim are hidden under Hashem's throne. Rabbi Yevok explained that Tzaduki, that even so, the Baal Ov was able to bring back the neshama of Shmuel, because within 12 months of death, the neshama hasn't yet reached its final resting place. The souls of Rishayim are locked up forever, and two malachim stand at two ends of the world and throw the neshama to each other. Shmuel explained that the neshamas of Beinanim are handed over to the malach named Duma, just like the neshamas of Rishayim are, except the neshamas of Beinanim will eventually have some rest. Even though Rav Murray taught, based on the Pasuk in Koheles, that Asidim Tzadikim Davu Afra, Tzadikim will one day become dirt, the body of Rav Achai Bar Yoshia didn't decompose, and while unable to leave the grave without Hashem's permission, was even able to converse with Rav Nachman. He explained that Kol mi sheyesh lo kina b'libo atzmos makivin, Kol shein lo kina b'libo ein atzmos makivin. Only people who have jealousy in their bones decompose after death, but not those who don't have any jealousy. Even though the Pasuk says in Chumash, ki ofer atav el ofer tashuv, people are dirt and will return to the dirt, for those who never had any jealousy, that only happens the moment before Tchiyas HaMeisim.